All right, now we're going to mix the two together. We're going to have both melodic and harmonic, major and minor chords and arpeggios. And you'll simply say major or minor, as we've been doing before. Now, remember, as we're doing these lightning rounds, we want to bear in mind constantly that we do not have to get deep down inside the chord to unlock it from scratch. When we're first learning the chord, then when we're learning the minor thirds and when we're learning the major thirds and the perfect fifths, then we have to sort of get down into the nitty-gritty of it to learn how those intervals are structured. But no more. Now we want to advance to a more evolved style of listening. So as soon as we hear the major or minor chord, we instantly feel what it is. It's a feeling. So have that in mind. You're kind of feeling what the chord is. And we're going to be using this same style of listening with all the intervals. We sort of feel what the interval is, and then we know it in a flash. This is the goal of the course.